Mommies and daddies are not created equal. We know from our own experiences with our own parents that we treat them differently. In certain circumstances, we'd rather deal with mommy, and in other circumstances, we'd rather deal with daddy. So it's not at all surprising that in the two mitzvahs that children have towards their parents, the mitzvah of kibud avim, of honoring our mother and father, and the mitzvah of yiras avim, of fearing or revering our mother and father, that the Torah reveals children will naturally deal with these two mitzvahs differently. That when it comes to the mitzvah of honoring our parents, of providing their physical needs in the terms of clothing or food or shelter, a child will be more naturally inclined to honor their mother, to take care of her needs more than to their father. And that when it comes to the mitzvah of reverence or fear, a child will more naturally be inclined to fear or revere their father, not sit in his seat, contradict his words, or speak in his place, more than they will be naturally to do that to their mother. That's not at all surprising to us, and it makes a lot of sense. What is fascinating is the reason the sages attribute this to. For example, why is it, they say, that a child is more naturally inclined to honor their mother? It's not at all because the mother spends more time taking care of the child, so that the child wants to reciprocate and take care of the mother. That's not what they say. It's because the mother is more adept at being mishtadlaso bidvarim, of winning over the child with her words. She speaks nicely to him. She speaks nicely about him. She speaks to him in a pleasant way. She makes the child feel good about him or herself with her words. And a child yearns to hear those things from their parents. And when they do, they naturally want to then give back and do things for that parent that makes them feel good about themselves with those words, which is a brilliant insight. It's an insight which says we can do things for our children all day long. We can take care of their physical needs and provide meals, buy them clothing and drive them to soccer and basketball practices. But the nature of a parent-child relationship is such where a child doesn't say to himself or herself, if my parents did things for me, I should do things back. It's just not the nature of the relationship. But a parent who says things to the child, who builds up the child, makes the child feel good, wins the child over with words, will create a child who will be naturally inclined to want to do things back to the parent. If we say unpleasant things on the way to soccer practice, we will have gained nothing in terms of respect. But if the home is filled with pleasantries, with words that build, words that make the child feel good, that child grows up and naturally wants to do things back, wants to honor. The Torah reveals that a mother is naturally more adept at that, but that we can all learn from that insight as to the tools to work on to raise children that are naturally respectful before the Torah has to command it of them, that they want to take care, to respect, and to honor, because the words we use build them and make them feel good. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to torahmediaatlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.